just a selfish kind of a person, and just looks out for himself, and he don't care for the other fellow at all.
Oh, you say he's really a what?
Rich man.
Did you ever call him a tightwad? Or
well, yeah, call a tightwad. Yeah, it won't help anybody else, give anybody anything, or help him in a way. He's a tightwad.
Uh-huh. When you say a person is common, what does that mean?
Common. Well, that's a person that isn't stuck up or thinks he's better than other people or feels independent.
You say he's just a...
just a common person.
What if you say that a girl is common? What would that mean?
Well, that means that she is not a, say, a stylish person and just a plain person.
Mm-hmm.
A good disposition person.
What would you say about an older person who still has a lot of energy, does all his work, gets around real well? You'd say for his age, he's awfully...
Well, he's awful apparently to his age and active.
Mm-hmm.
And gets around good, has good use of himself.
Say,
of course, that means me, you know.
Say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
strange about it.
Or you wouldn't feel easy. You'd say you felt a little...
painful or a little hard about it, or...
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
don't worry. Just don't worry about it.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
brave or not scared, and I'll go ahead and not worry about me.
Or another child who refused to go upstairs, you'd say the child was
kind of scared or not scared.
And you'd say, I don't see why she's scared now. She
used to not be scared and used to go places that way.
Uh-huh. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
mighty free-hearted, or...
well, he shouldn't be so...
so close, or so stingy.
Or if he just leaves his money lying out to...
oh. Well, he wouldn't be, he wouldn't be afraid of anyone bothering her, or had, a lot of confidence in the people.
But if you don't think he should be like that, you tell him you shouldn't be so... someone could come in and steal it. You shouldn't be so...
particular about it, or afraid that he'd take something that don't belong to him.
Uh-huh. And say if a child was taking a test in arithmetic and he made a bad grade on it, you'd say, he
failed on it.
Uh-huh. He understood what he was doing, but with his addition, he was just too... if he made so many mistakes, you'd say he was just too...
he's too weak on it, or...
oh, he didn't check it over. He was
didn't check it over, or not qualified for it.
Did you ever call him careless?
Which?
Careless.
Careless. You call it careless, you see, or... neglected it.
Uh-huh. And say if you were taking a trip somewhere and you had small children in the car and they were asking you when they were going to get there and how long it was going to take, and you might tell them, now just calm down, we'll be there
later on, as quick as we can get there, or sooner.
Do you ever say by and by?
By and by, yeah, we'll be there by and by.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
yes, just which?
You'd say there's nothing really wrong with her, but sometimes she acts kind of...
kind of funny somewhere, or a little different, or off a little.
Uh-huh.
Way or the other.
What's another way of saying that? She acts a little...
careless, or...
did you ever say queer or quar?
Oh, a little queer about it. Acts a little queer about it.
What does that mean?
Well, that is, if she don't care. Uh-huh. Don't care whether she learns it or not.
Has that word...
That's kind of query, you see,
uh-huh.
about it.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
To do which?
Has the word queer changed meanings in the past few years?
Yeah, yeah. You can tell it to change. It's not so queer like it used to be, and sometimes
uh-huh.
it's still queer that way.
When someone says queer nowadays, when someone uses the word queer, does it mean the same thing that it used to mean?
Well, yes, it'd be the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Queer, just the same thing.
Someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him, he's going to do things his way, he's not going to listen.